What a mighty God we serve. He is faithful in all of his ways. He's great. He's just. He's mighty. He's dependable. And on him we can depend. I'm going to give it to Pastor Butler this morning. If you're on here, Pastor Butler, I want to talk for a couple of minutes and then pray till about 6:20 or 6:23. And I'll give the last prayer point. Make sure your prayer points are distinct and clear so that we can make sure we get them down for Sister Joy to be able to record them. But I'm going to give it to you. I stayed up last night doing some prophecies. So, Pastor Butler, it's in your hands.
Good morning, Pastor, and more grace be unto you. Peace be multiplied to family of God and KCC at large. We give God glory for every one of you this morning that are in the land of the living. The Bible says the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I exalt him. So therefore, we shall exalt him this morning. Amen. The Bible said that we ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I believe that's Psalms 104. Amen. Bless God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Why? Because it acknowledges, amen, his sovereignty. It acknowledges that we are dependent upon him and that we are, in fact, amen, aware of his presence, his power, his glory, and his might. Amen. So therefore, we're going to celebrate him this morning with the fruit of our lips and give thanks unto him. So our first prayer point before we go any place is, amen, bless God, a grateful heart of praise. Amen. A grateful heart of praise. And I want us to have that, amen, grateful heart of praise, amen, all day long. Psalm 63, I believe Psalm 63 and verse number. Hallelujah. Glory. Psalm 63 and verse number 1. And we find these words recorded in Psalm 63 and verse number 1. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. It says, oh, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And this is why he do it. Amen. Verse number 2. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. That's verse 3. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. We're going to bless him. Come on, right now. I don't care whatever your situation, circumstance, whatever is happening. Amen. Come into his gates. Show him that you're grateful and let's celebrate his majesty. Lamb of God, thou great King of the saints. Oh, how we adore you. Oh, how we magnify you. Oh, how we exalt you. How we lift you up, Lord. We celebrate your name, for your name is, in fact, great among the people. Hallelujah. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Once have I heard, and twice, yea, have it been spoken, that power belongs to God. We give you praise because we understand this morning that it is in you we live, we move, and we have our being. Father, what shall we render unto you for all your benefits? God, we are taking the cup of salvation this morning. Hey, glory. And we're calling on the name of the Lord. Be exalted. Be glorified. Be magnified. We thank you this morning, Lord God, because of the great things that you have done. We celebrate this morning, God, because you are forever, forever and ever. For everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You change it not. Lord God, you are exalted. Hallelujah. And we exalt you now with the fruit of our lips. We bless you. Early, hey, my mom, so Father, do we seek you this morning. We thank you, Lord, as we rise with the rising of the sun. We lift you up and we decree and declare, Father, that today, hallelujah, is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for being in the land of the living, for the dead is not praise you. Neither does any that go down in the silence. Thank you for the great things that you've done for us. Thank you for Lord Jesus Christ making the crooked places straight and rough places smooth in our lives. We give you glory, honor, and praise, majesty, might, power, and dominion. For thine it was, and it is, and it is to come. Before we ask you anything, we want to let you know, kingdom glory, oh God, we appreciate, we celebrate, hallelujah, the great things that you have done. And we acknowledge, Lord, that it's in you, hallelujah, that we're sustained with kept by the power of God, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord, for laying us down to sleep, but we awaken because you sustained us. Thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. Hallelujah. Bless God, a mouth to open up. Hallelujah. And make known the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We bless you right now for our hands. And bless you, God, for the activity of our being. We give you glory and praise. Hallelujah. For bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, God, if it had not been for you on our side, surely we would have been consumed. But because your compassion fell not, hallelujah, and your mercies are new every morning, oh God, great is your faithfulness, hallelujah. So early will we seek you, to celebrate you, to praise you, to acknowledge you, to magnify, to glorify you. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for our leader. Thank you for the set man that you set over us to push us into your presence where there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures. Hiya. Hey, hallelujah forevermore. God, we thank you for his tenacity. Thank you for his drive. Thank you for his motivation. That's infectious. That, Lord Jesus, contagious. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are becoming contaminated with the desire and a drive and a hunger to get in your face. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory and praise right now for everyone that is on this prayer line, that have pushed their way, hallelujah, that have made it their business to come, Lord Jesus, and seek you early and to call upon your name while you're yet near. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us, hey, exalt his name together, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures. I felt that right there, my God. Hey, glory. Come on, magnify him right now. Open up your mouth, oh, you righteous. Don't ask him for nothing. Don't ask him nothing. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Tell him how much you appreciate him, how much you thank him for the great things that he has done. Open up your mouth. Thank him for your children. Thank him for your grandbabies. Thank him that he didn't allow you to be taken out by the hand of the enemy. The plot of chaos of darkness had no power, no more shot. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be your people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the bullet that had our name on it did not prevail. Thank you, the fire did not start. Thank you, Lamb of God. The accident did not prevail. Thank you, the plot of the enemy, Shunder behead, hallelujah, came to naught. Thank you that you have dismantled and nullified, hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, the plot, the schemes, and the plan of the enemy to take us out at night, hallelujah, to tear our homes apart. Hallelujah, God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord and to call on the name of the Most High. Father, we glorify you. God, we magnify you, not only now, but henceforth and forevermore in the mighty, matchless, majestic, adorable, and wondrous name of Jesus. For the next 15 seconds, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on. Karaman Sinelebehe. Rebe Kandebish Kateya. Lende Buskine. Kimanuskite. Kanamuskite. Mununi Kandebi Alan Mandila, Ukuri Pastakila Mandulebeka, Kataya, hey, Kostapa, Lindi, come on right there, Munsepapa, come on, get up and magnify, open up your mouth, don't just listen, open up your mouth, praise is coming from the upright, and unto God shall the vow be performed, Likandi, Muska, in the name of Jesus, Moshkipeta, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, my God, we're getting ready to pray, amen, and I'm going to piggyback off a pastor from yesterday, amen, concerning the doors. The enemy don't want you to, amen, enter into the door that God has prepared for you, amen. We're praying for what pastor has already decreed, that this month, the month of February, is the month of better. We're praying the door of better, hallelujah, be open, and not only be open, but that we walk in the door. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3. Revelation, chapter number 3. We're praying the doors of better this morning. Glory. Hey, Lord Abasa, be open. And that we would have the nerve, the audacity, to walk in those doors. Hallelujah. Not be afraid. You know, better can come. And sometimes, you know, you're so used to not having the better that when better comes, you refuse to walk in it. Glory. Listen to what it says in Revelation 3 and verse number 7. Amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, Father, lift that right hand. Say, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, today we thank you that you have shut any doors that need to be shut in our life, and open any door that need to be opened, hallelujah, in the spiritual and the natural realms of our life, Hamakosha, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the doors, hallelujah, and that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, so that we cannot come back, or so that he cannot come back through those doorways ever again. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for better. Father, not only better, but we thank you for an entrance to walk in the better this month. Hallelujah. The door of better, Lord. Father, but now we thank you, Lord, that the doors of better are open. Doors, Lord Jesus, of opportunity. Doors of victory. Doors of healing. The door, Lord Jesus Christ, of financial breakthrough. Thank you, Lamb of God, for the better. But we walk in that door right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, to cover that doorway right now, that no demonic, satanic infiltration will be able to not only, Lord Jesus, shut that door, but that it would not be able to come behind the door, that it would not enter in the door, hallelujah, with us. We thank you for the door, Lord Jesus, of triumph. We thank you for the door of divine healing. Oh, come on. Ish, come on, yay, yama, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the doors of better, better, Lord Jesus Christ, better in our prayer life, better in our study habit, the door of opportunity, hallelujah, to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain the mercy we need. Thank you for the door, hallelujah, hallelujah, of boldness, hallelujah, in the Mokash Kataya name of Jesus the Christ. We give you better right now. Give you glory right now for the better. The door that's open for our home, for our property. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our automobiles, our workplace, our businesses. Hallelujah. Doors are better than our finances. Our ministry. Doors, Lord God, for our spouses. Doors for our children. Doors, Lamb of God, are better for our grandchildren, for our nephews, we decree and declare the doors are better be open for our spouses and Mustaya. We pray the doors are be open for the loved ones in the matchless name of Jesus and those that are connected to us, Father, that they might, Lord Jesus Christ, experience the doors of blessing, Father, because of us. Use us as gateways for others. Mustaya, use us, Lord God, as springboards to thrust others, hallelujah, into better. We decree and declare better, no matter what it looks like. That door is open right now, Father, and we shut the door, hallelujah, of failure, the door of incompetency, the door of inadequacy. We shut that door. Hey, glory. We shut that door. The door of more anxiety. The door of worryation. The door of frustration. Be shut now. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We halt the plan, the forward progress of any satanic advancement. Me gather in the name of Jesus. We give you divine praise. We give you divine glory. Lay my soul in the name of Jesus. Come on and praise him and adore his matchless, wonderful, amen, exalted name, because he is exalted forever. Hallelujah. Iman Solabah. Then my last prayer. Woo, glory. I feel his presence. Not that I need to feel it, amen, to know he's here, but thank God when the feeling comes. Hallelujah. Ho Shabbat. We embrace him this morning. We honor him this morning. And we glorify, amen, the majesty on high. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're praying this morning, amen, against any root of bitterness. Amen. We're praying against all bitterness. Pastor was talking about offense. Was talking about offense. Amen. To keep our hearts guarded from offense, because offense also produces bitterness, and bitterness is cantankerous. Amen. It eats up at the very core of your motivation to seek God. Amen. To love on people because of an offense. So we're praying against that spirit of bitterness. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number, I believe it is 12. Hebrews 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and verse number. Glory to God. And verse number 15. Listen to what he says in Hebrews 12 and verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Lest any root of bitterness. We're talking about the grace of God. Amen. But the Bible said that you can fail of the grace of God by allowing this spirit, this attitude, this influence of bitterness to be resident in your life. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Do you not know bitterness, how you will cause other folk to see things, amen, your way, and they have nothing to do with it, and they're messed up and jacked up with other people because you are sitting back there and harboring an offense that has caused you to become bitter against folk, and now you're defiling others that had nothing to do with the situation or circumstance. We're coming against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 4 and 31 told us to let all bitterness and clamor and wrath and anger and evil speaking, he said, to let that be put away from you. So, amen. Glory to God. We are nullifying that now. Hallelujah. Say, lift that right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now. We thank you that you've given us power over our flesh. We refuse to allow bitterness and resentment to set in our spirit as a result of offense. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray right there. Lamandola Bahasi. Ikirtelebe Umbrusa. Hallelujah. We give you the praise right now. We give you the glory right now, Your Majesty. Father, we give you, Lord Jesus Christ, honor, because you have given us, Lord, the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Hallelujah. And we pull down and bind up, Lord Jesus Christ, every spirit, every cantankerous spirit, attitude, influence, motivation, hallelujah, that is an offspring of offense, Lord, that will cause us to become bitter, hallelujah, and start to see things pervertedly. Ask, Lord Jesus Christ, ungodly, hallelujah, attack people's character, personality. Father, God, we decree and declare, it shall not be our portion today in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the one Lamb of God who binds up and heals the brokenhearted. So we decree and we receive your anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of bondage. We receive healing by faith according to Isaiah 53:5. God, we give you praise, and we shall not allow bitterness to hinder, stop, or block. Hey, hallelujah, our deliverance, our breakthrough, our healing. Father God, that which belongs to us, in the name of Jesus, we choose to release and let go, to forgive those who have wronged us, Lamb of God, all on this prayer line, Father, and those that, Lord Jesus Christ, are connected to them. Let a spirit of forgiveness come upon them for those that have, Lord Jesus, done anything to bring altar, that we would nullify, dismantle, disengage, hallelujah, disrupt, and ultimately destroy any root of bitterness. Hallelujah, we stop it from advancing in the name of Jesus. We stop it from its multiplicity in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that, Father, through you, we are valiant. We are victorious. Hallelujah, we let go of insults. Hallelujah, we let go of, Lord Jesus, any misunderstanding. We let go, hallelujah, release and forgive, hallelujah, those who have, Lord Jesus, honored us. We've cut the spirit of offense, hallelujah, at the root of, and choke out Ashai. Hallelujah. Choke out bitterness in the name of Jesus, the blessed Christ. Come on, give him glory right there. Hallelujah. Give him praise right there. In Jesus' name, glory.
Job chapter 38, verse 12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? Job 38:12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days? You command the morning. You command today to be a good day. You command things to work out in your favor today. God has a plan for your life today. God has an agenda for your life today. God has a purpose for your life today, a purpose for your life this week, a purpose for your life this month. But have you commanded it? Even though it's yours, have you commanded it? You know, I am very adamant, and anyone who knows me knows that I'm very adamant about not having things on your heart, about not being controlled and dominated by your emotions, not being controlled and dominated by your feelings. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. Isn't that right? But guess what? We don't have to be dominated by them. God commands us to harness them. Amen. To let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. See, when you worry, you're telling God you don't trust him. When you worry, you're telling God, I can control my life better than you can. When you worry and try to figure things out, you're telling God, I don't trust you to protect me. I don't trust you to guard me. We're decreeing today that we will not be we will not miss out on what we're supposed to receive, all right? You command your morning, and that's why you have to wake up ready to pray and ready to intercede and ready to call on God, because you command your morning, all right? He said in Job, have you commanded it? Have you commanded your week? Have you commanded your morning? Have you commanded your month? Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Father, I command my life to go in the direction you designed for me. In Jesus' name. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as I'm praying right now, my life is headed in the direction. It is headed in the route that you designed for me, for my children, for my family. I thank you that according to Job 38, I can command my morning, and I command that today will be a good day. I thank you that I will fulfill the purpose that you predestined for me to walk in. I thank you that today I will walk in your perfect will for my life. I thank you that today I will not miss my path. I will not miss my journey. I will not miss my step. Because according to Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and I am a good man. And because of that, I will walk in the path you call me to walk. I will walk in the place that you call me to walk in. Father, I thank you today that as I pray that you are causing those connected to me, my family, my church, my ministry, those connected to me, I thank you that we will walk in the path that you predestined for us before the foundation of the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today. Hey, Hoba, Hashima, Lengele Mandalaza, help me to be aligned with you. Help me to know what to do at every point, at every time, at every space, in every place, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no time is wasted in my life today. No second is wasted in my life today. No moment is wasted in my life today, in the life of my family, in the life of my church, in the life of my business. I thank you that no time is wasted, no hour is wasted. I thank you. Hey. Hey, for divine alignment, I thank you today that it is a good day. It is a day of favor, a day of increase, a day of turnaround, a day of promotion, a day of financial breakthrough. I command financial breakthroughs today. I command financial releases today. I command financial victories today. Father, I thank you that today is a good day, and I speak to Wednesday, and I command Wednesday to work in my favor. Father, I thank you that as the dew is wedebesha, as the dew in the morning is falling, I thank you that I receive that dew in my spirit, and anything in my life that is dry, anything in my life that is dry, let the dew of the morning bring moisture to it now. Father, in Jesus' name, any seed in my life that is dry, I thank you that the dew of the morning is resting on that place and causing growth in every area of my life that is dried up. I cancel every drought, and I command the droughts in my life to end now. I command any drought in the life of my husband, in the life of my wife, in the life of my son and daughter, any drought in the life of my finances, any drought in KCC, spiritual drought, financial drought, emotional drought. Father, I thank you that the drought is over. Epi, Abba, Usha, Lenkele, Likankalamasa, Silabo, Tolobo, Shah, Ilerebeshe, Temankalabazaya. Lift your voice and command the drought to end. Command the drought to end. Command the drought to end today. Declare that there is no drought in no area of your life. There is no drought in no area of the life of your children. There is no drought in your finances. There is no drought in your prayer life. There is no drought in your praise life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the drought to be over. I command the drought to end. I command the drought to cease. And I thank you today for a river of life, a river of life, a river of life. Command the river of life to flow. Command the river of life to flow. Command the river of life to flow. Hoba shatile, lenkelema, luleleban shataya, lakule bienkala diraso, robo robo sha. I thank you today that it is a good day. It is a good morning. I thank you that you are aligning angels. You are aligning individuals to be a blessing to my life today. You are speaking to somebody in high places, and they are showing me favor today. I thank you that you are speaking to somebody in low places, and they are showing me favor today. Everyone assigned to bless me today, I command them to bless me. I command them to bless me. I command them to bless me. Anything that will stop them, that will block them, that will hold them back, I cancel it. I arrest it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. And I command the release. Rolobosha. I command the release. Mikatalaba. Robo Solomo. Mukoshime. Lengelema. A good day. A good day, a good day, a good day. I command a good day in the name of Jesus. Now, I told y'all, get to that church and make it to that altar. Talking to a dear sister the other day, I said, make it to that altar. She needed a breakthrough in them finances. She got on that altar, just like I told her, and God blessed her. My God, God gave her $50,000. Just hit that account. Something that had been on hold, something that had been held back. But I said, make it to the altar. Some of you know too much. You got all the sense in the world. But make it to that altar. Get to that church. Lay at that altar. Intercede at that altar. Pray at that altar. Because God said, Andalebasha. God said, I will heal you from this place. Sow your seed now. So you see now, $PBCJR, Kingdom City Culture, BrianKahn.com, BrianKahn.org. This thing is real. You all got to take God at his word and pray. And when I give you an instruction as a prophet, you need to take heed and obey it. There's a blessing in your obedience. There's a blessing. And you're doing what God say. God don't tell no lie. Your husband is held up. Your wife is held up. Your ministry is held up. Make it to the altar. Get in prayer. Promise God. I'm sorry. Remind God of his promise. And watch the breakthroughs and the change and the turnaround that are getting ready to hit your life like never before. I'm telling what I know by the Spirit. Oh, la ma si. I said, it's going to be a good day for you today. I said, it's going to be a good day for you today. When I say that kind of stuff, you're supposed to declare amen. So be it. Agree with it. That it's going to be a good day for you today. A day of favor. A day of prosperity. Amen. I cancel bad news. I destroy bad news. I will not hear bad news today. Command good news. Oloboshita. Ilabashata la lamandala kia. Amen. You're going to have a good day. You're going to have a good marriage. Enamakosa. You're going to have a good promotion. You're going to have a good job. Whatever it is, we're commanding today to be a good day. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. Can't be stopped. We're praying again at 6 o'clock this evening. That's right. I say we're praying again at 6 o'clock this evening. That's right. 6 o'clock. Tell everybody you know. Make it on this prayer line. Don't miss it. Amen. March 18th and 19th. We're going to be in Atlanta. I'm thinking on March the 1st or maybe that week going into March or 2 weeks before. I'm going to go live in prayer. Every, at least if not every morning, every evening, go live in prayer on Facebook and on all the social media. We're going to pray and believe God for breakthrough and change. Amen. So that people can come from everywhere to get in prayer because we need to pray. The only hope for our country is Jesus. The only hope for our country is him. All right? And we need to pray. That's the only way this thing is going to turn. He said, did not you command your morning? Did you command it? Because if you did, you can expect some good news today. Expect today to be a day of uncommon favor. You are blessed. You are anointed. I want you to hear me. You cannot be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you're going to condemn it. A good day. Eba Sharaba. Uba Sikeleme. Indala Makatulo Moshita. Everybody, read Psalm 70 today. Everybody, read Psalm 70 today. And command. Whatever you read it, declare it. Make haste, O God. God said, I'm moving quick. Psalm 70 is your scripture today. Get it. Try to memorize it. It's not a long psalm. Try to memorize Psalm 70. You are blessed. You are favored. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I love you. 6 o'clock. We'll be back in prayer. More grace.